Sawmill Cove Chair Grant Miller restated his board's position that a multipurpose dock could help the industrial park become a mainstay of the Sitka economy. Board members originally proposed ballot language that would have asked voters to approve the construction of a city-owned dock at the cove, but the assembly 2 weeks ago watered that down by inserting the words, "develop a plan for a dock." Miller suggested that his board was unhappy with the change.
We weren't, of course, allowed to participate in that adjustment. So we talked about it last night, we had a couple reasons to believe that probably the best approach would be, and this is in your packet, would be to vote this ordinance down now, give the Sawmill Cove Board an opportunity to go back and do some of the things that we plan to do anyway, but this will give us a chance to increase the scope. One of the things we would like to bring back is a comprehensive plan.
Regardless of the plan, winning over the public to a dock at Sawmill Cove could be a tall order, particularly if a cruise ship is involved. The Cove Board was straightforward about its intentions to allow at least one cruise ship a day to moor at the dock in summertime in order to make the dock self-supporting. Miller suggested that recent controversy at the Cove indicated that the board still had considerable work to do in bringing the public around to the idea.
I think originally we thought, well, let's just see if the public's behind us and then we'll do this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with the whole issue of the sale of the dock to Silver Bay and all this concern about a cruise ship dock again, I think the atmosphere has become a little more difficult, and I think we'd like to take the time to maybe address those concerns.
Resident Ann Wilkinson, who is active in the Sitkins for a Clear Vote organization, said she was supportive of the board's desire to have a deepwater industrial port, but she reminded the assembly that there was a better way to determine where the community stood on the idea of docking cruise ships.
I think there are some people that don't want to dock for environmental reasons. There are a lot more people that don't want to dock because of the cruise ship factor. So if we could separate that out and have one question, do you want an industrial dock built at Sawmill Cove? And a second question, if the most feasible way to pay for it is to have a cruise ship dock, is that a valid consideration?
Wilkinson urged the assembly to consider the income potential from bulk water sales as a way to pay for the dock. For most of the assembly, learning that the Sawmill Cove Board had withdrawn support for their own advisory question was enough to keep it off the ballot. Only Marco Dapsevich recommended letting the public weigh in before beginning a planning effort. Jack Osment, on the other hand, saw early public involvement as a way to avoid the legal conflict that clouded the last ballot initiative regarding the docking of cruise ships.
I think we should acquiesce to the request from the Sawmill Cove Board. I think if this would go forward the way it's written at this point, I don't think it would be passed by the citizens and would set us back a considerable point in our plan to have a dock. So I really think we should agree to this, and it would help. They, in their agreement to have public forums and all, would help take care of the questions like Ms. Wilkinson is bringing forward. That's the kind of things that need to be brought forward. So I think we should agree with what they're asking.
The so-called Clear Vote initiative won voter approval by an almost 2-to-1 margin in 2006. The ordinance prohibits the transfer of municipal tidelands for purposes of mooring a cruise ship of 300 feet or more without a public vote. The Sawmill Cove Board is proposing building its multipurpose dock on city-owned land without any transfer of tidelands, so the Clear Vote initiative would not apply. Sitkins for a Clear Vote organized in 2005 after Sitka voters approved by 132 votes the construction of a multipurpose deepwater dock at Sawmill Cove. Activists argued at the time that the question did not give the electorate a chance to register approval or disapproval of a potential cruise ship moorage at Sawmill Cove. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.